Previously on Bates Motel.
Your mom, she died 2 years ago right after we left.
Why didn't you call and tell me that mom died?
I couldn't bring myself to tell you the horrible truth, which is that she committed suicide.
No, that is not what happened. I know her and she wouldn't do that.
Hey, Sheriff.
I'm coming for you when you least expect it, so don't get too cozy up at that house all by yourself.
I've just been down at the little lake down the road. We found multiple bodies there.
I'm Emma's mother.
What sort of a person runs away from their sick child?
I don't think you're well, Norman.
Mother, should I just turn myself in?
How can you say that to me?
I made you up.
Say it! I'm real!
Mother, you're real! You're real!
It's okay.
Well, why do I feel so horrible, man? I'd like to report a murder. My name is Norman Bates, and I killed Sam Loomis.
Norman, I'm gonna need you to talk to me about the call you made. Can you open your eyes? Can you look at me?
My meds. My brother has them. Please let me take them and then get me out of here. I can't be in this house. Okay, please, Sheriff, please. It'll make it easier, and I just don't want to fight it anymore, okay?
Okay, listen. What you said to me about Sam Loomis, that is very serious. I'm going to take you down to the station.
And my medication.
Right. I'm going to have Deputy Baker get your medication from your brother, and he'll be right behind us. But you and I need to start talking.
I'll tell you everything.
Let's go.
Norman! Norman!
Sir, I need
Norman,
to sit
Norman,
down.
Wait.
Have a seat.
Norman! Norman, you don't have to do this. Norman! Listen to me, Norman!
Get him in the car. I'm taking Norman to the station voluntarily.
He has the right to a lawyer.
He does. And when he makes that request, that right will be granted.
Norman! Norman, please just listen to me, okay? I'm gonna get you a lawyer. All right, just don't say anything until your lawyer gets there. Do you understand? Norman, please, just tell me that you understand what I'm saying. You have to let me help you, okay? Please let me help you.
Gotta go.
So after you placed the body in the trunk, how many miles did you drive?
I think it was about 5 miles, maybe more.
How long did the drive take you?
Possibly 15 minutes.
Can you show me again where the well is?
The well?
Last time, you pointed here.
I'm sorry, Sheriff, but I just was not exactly myself that night.
Okay. You say you drove past Falls Lake that night?
Yes.
We pulled two bodies from the lake that night. Jim Blackwell, as I told you, and an unidentified female. Her body was too decomposed to ID, but we're working on it. Or maybe you could just tell me who she is.
I don't know.
Could you speak up? I want the recording to hear you.
I don't know.
Did you kill them, Norman?
It's possible.
It's possible?
There's just a lot that I don't know, Sheriff. A lot that I try really very, very hard to understand, and I just never can.
Here's what I'm starting to think. I'm starting to think you're making it up.
I'm not.
I've seen the way you live. You had a crazy mother who left you a failing business. You've developed this strange adult affect to present maturity, but from where I'm sitting, you're a child. And children sometimes act out. Almost always because they feel ignored. So I'm starting to think that maybe calling in all my cops and searching your motel, your house, questioning you now is just giving you exactly what you want. Attention.
Sheriff, I am lonely. And I have spent the last 2 years pretending to know more than I do. But I am not lying about this. I killed Sam Loomis. And I watched his eyes go blank. I did. Me. Norman. I did that. That is one thing that I know for sure.
Why did you kill him?
I don't know.
Here are your meds.
When things
meet me so early?
That's fine. I don't mind multitasking. How'd you find me?
An old friend, Remo, gave me your card. Told me if I've got any trouble, you're the one to call.
How's Remo?
I don't know. Actually, I haven't talked to him in a couple years. I left town.
Smart. So, your brother. What do I need to know about him?
It's just, I've never talked to anyone about Norman outside the family before.
Right. But I'm assuming he's also never confessed to murder before.
Look, Norman is nice, okay? He's kind. He's a good person. Right? He has another side to him. You know, I don't know what you'd call it. Maybe multiple personalities or something, but he changes. You know, 2 years ago, things got really bad, and my mom wouldn't deal with it, so I left.
What kind of things were happening?
Well, my mother-in-law came and stayed at the motel, and we haven't seen her since. I mean, she was never a good mother, so it's possible that, you know, she just didn't want to have anything to do with us.
But people don't disappear without a trace.
And I've looked. I mean, I've really looked.
That your nice brother?
Last night he hit me in the head with a water glass.
Are you planning on pressing charges?
Are you serious?
Just checking.
Listen, I don't know if he did what he confessed to. I just know that he needs to be in a mental facility. It's what he's always needed. You know, he's crazy. He's not a bad person. He's not a criminal. He's crazy.
How you feeling, Norman?
Peachy keen, thanks for asking.
Glad to hear it. What happened there?
I'm just clumsy. I'm all arms and legs, and this is a pretty small space, Sheriff.
Okay. Well, let's go back to the interview room. We can try again.
You mean so you're... little sidekicks can watch me through that two-way mirror like I'm a lab rat?
That's just where we conduct our interviews. It's standard procedure.
Oh, is it standard procedure to question someone who's mentally ill without a lawyer present?
You never requested a lawyer, Norman. In fact, you said you didn't want one. Do you remember that?
Of course I remember that. You just wouldn't let me take my meds, so I was not able to think clearly.
So you're requesting a lawyer now?
Actually, Jane, I think I'd rather leave. I mean, I know I said a bunch of crazy stuff, but that's just what happens to me when I stop taking my meds. So I do apologize if I've inconvenienced you, but I'd very much like to go home now.
Well, I can understand why you might want to go home, but you confessed to murder. So we need to talk more about that.
Look, Sheriff, I know my rights. So unless you're charging me with something, I'm heading right out that door.
Norman Bates, you're under arrest for the murder of Sam Loomis.
Excuse me?
You have the right to remain silent.
What?
Anything
no,
you say
on.
Can
you
and will be
that.
Used against you in a court of law.
I was making it up.
You have the right to an attorney.
Upset because my brother showed up out of nowhere and he can be a real asshole.
You.
Where's your proof? Where is it? Show me proof.
I don't have to show you proof, Norman. That's not how this works. I hope you enjoy the accommodations. Not as nice as your motel, but we do try.
Thank you. Probably not. It's all the hubbub.
The motel's closed for business, sir.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
It's an active crime scene, sir.
Yeah, well, I business with the motel owner. I have a business meeting. May I go up to...
What's in the bag, sir?
Sorry, I couldn't.
The house is an active crime scene as well.
Is he dead?
What's your name, sir? Your name, please?
Hogan. Charles Hogan. People call me a chick. Can you just please tell me if he's dead?
He's not dead.
He's not? Ha! Ha!
You say you're in business with the owner?
Yes. Norman. Bringing these animals to taxidermy. So is this a murder investigation then?
I'm not allowed to disclose that information.
Well, you wouldn't devote so many resources if it weren't a murder investigation, would you? You wouldn't give a hell about who I was if it weren't a murder investigation. You don't need to say anything. You already did.
Please remove the handcuffs.
Standard procedure.
Yeah, standard procedure would mean filing formal charges, but I see that hasn't happened yet. Someone got you in a fishing expedition, Billy. You could use a win. I heard the sheriff's trimming the fat.
Nice to see you too, Julia.
He's out in 24 hours. You might want to walk a little bit faster.
You two seem pretty familiar.
I'm this building's least favorite nuisance. Julia Ramos, your brother hired me on retainer.
What did Dylan tell you about me?
The bare minimum.
Horseshit. Let's be clear, Julia. If we do this, you work for me. I don't know what he told you, but I'm guessing it's something about how I must be nuts, how I need to be medicated, blah, blah, blah.
Something to that effect,
but if your
yes.
plan is to put me in a mental institution, you can walk right out that door.
Okay. I work for you, Norman. I will proceed down whatever path you want to pursue.
Well, I didn't do it.
You confessed murder, which isn't ideal for our case.
I was not on my meds. I didn't know what I was saying.
That can help us. We can and we will present it as a psychotic episode, but... You didn't just confess to murder, Norman. You said there was a body, and you gave him a location of where they could find that body. So they're gonna do a thorough search. And if they don't find anything, we should be fine. But if there is a body, well, then you'll need to explain why you lied about murdering that body. And why would someone lie about something like that? Someone else would have to have killed Sam Lewis.
For a walk. Kate and I needed some fresh air, and not one of us is currently fast asleep.
I miss you guys.
Where are you?
That's why I called. Actually, I just checked into the King's Motel.
But you're not staying at the house?
No, I can't. No more secrets, okay?
What's happened?
It's not about your mom. I don't know anything else about that. It's about Norman. He's in jail.
What? Why?
He called the cops last night and confessed to murdering some local guy. I don't know. The police are at the house and the motel searching for evidence, but... I think that he's really sick, Emma. I think he's confused.
This is all so surreal.
Yeah, tell me about it. I had to hire him a lawyer, and she wasn't cheap, so... I'll figure something out.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I get it. Don, I'm worried about you.
Don't be, I'm fine.
Look, I gotta go, but give Katie a kiss for me, okay?
Okay.
All right, love you.
Playing a little fast and loose with the rules, huh, Sheriff?
Am I?
Court's open today. What haven't formal charges been filed?
Oh, my secretary can be slow with paperwork, but she's very thorough. Your client wanted to talk to me about something?
Yes. Despite the fact that you questioned him without a lawyer present, denied him his right to his medication, and are now holding him overnight on some bogus murder charge, yes. My client would like to be cooperative. Go ahead, Norman. You can stop at any point. You're under no obligation to do this, okay?
No, I want to. I feel terrible about all the trouble that I've caused. The truth is, Sheriff, I don't know where the body is. I'm not even sure if there is a body. So embarrassed to admit this, but I fell in love. Desperately in love with this married woman, Madeline Loomis. She's Sam's wife.
I know who Madeline Loomis is.
Boy, was I lonely after my mother died. And Madeline, she reminded me so much of her. And she dressed like my mother. She laughed like her. It was... like they shared the same indomitable spirit, and I was undone. Madeline was a very lonely woman, too, with good reason, because Sam was having an affair. And I know this because he would come to my motel to have his fun. Nasty, nasty, nasty man. When Madeline found out what was happening, she showed up enraged, and let me tell you, it was quite the scene, Sheriff. The mistress, she took off. Those tire marks that you saw in the gravel, they were from her. And Madeline and Sam, they went on off together. But then, Madeline came back. Later that night, distraught, shaking, she seemed in shock. She's terrified. She said that she thought her life was over, that she could feel this noose tightening around her neck because of what she'd done. And she told me Sam was dead. Something about the woods, a well. And she just sobbed in my arms, and then she kissed me. I mean, what I felt for Madeline was probably a form of delusion. It was madness. You know, I know that now, but she was just so fragile, Sheriff. She was so vulnerable, and I suppose after my mother's death, not being able to save her, I wanted things to be different for Madeline, and that is why I decided to take the blame. Looking back, with the benefit of hindsight, I guess. I fear I may have been an easy target for her. My mother did always say that I was too naive about beautiful women. And my mother was always right.
I know we reached out to you earlier about your husband's whereabouts.
No one gave me any information. Why are you looking for him?
We have reason to believe that something might have happened to him.
What do you mean?
Are you familiar with Norman Bates?
Yes, but we're friendly.
Last night he called the station and said he killed your husband. We have no evidence to suggest that your husband's dead, but he does appear to be missing. I wish I had more conclusive information, but I felt an obligation to tell you what I know. Madeline, we know nothing for sure yet, nothing. And I hate telling you this, but it's important that we're able to ask you questions as needed. Like, do you know why Norman would claim to have murdered Sam?
I don't know.
Are you sure?
I've only known him for a few weeks. He likes my store. He bought paint and shower curtains for his motel.
He appears to have been infatuated with you. Is there any basis for this infatuation?
I have news.
Put Norman back in the interrogation room.
Well, his lawyer says he's not talking anymore.
Doesn't mean he should be comfortable. I want him to feel like he's being watched.
Back. The police are looking for you. They said something happened. They were I don't know. You owe me that. Please. Just...
Sorry to disturb you so late.
How'd you know I was here?
Oh, it's a small town. I make friends.
How's Norman?
We're taking care of him. But I'm not here about your brother. We pulled two bodies out of Falls Lake a couple days ago. We just identified one of them as Audrey Ellis.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Dental records confirmed. I just thought you should know. I thought you'd want to be the one to tell your wife.
No, you just wanted to tell me first so you could gauge my reaction.
I understand loyalty. I understand the instinct to protect your brother. But I've seen family members destroyed over much less than what you're facing now. Consider cooperating with us. I can't guarantee it'll feel good, but it's the right thing to do.
Good night, Sheriff.
goes well in the morning, you can come back. Keep me company. I don't mind admitting that I miss you.
So many times. I don't miss seeing her in pain. But this is what's best for us, so I manage.
Hands up. Hands up. Get him up.
I don't know. I hope that my presence isn't too,
Well, hey.
Disruptive.
You want me to turn off the tape recorder first?
Well, I worried about that, but everything's been fine.
I have to put my hands up. It's stupid.
What the hell are you doing here?
Well, it's kind of difficult to explain.
Well, why don't you try?
All right, well, where to begin? This looks weird. All right, starting simple. After Norma died, Norman felt lonely. And I felt lonely after my kid and my wife took off, so we became friends. But when I say it like that, it sounds like, reductive. It wasn't just a friendship of necessity. I recognized in Norman that he and the soul of an artist. When I was in college...
Check. What are you doing here?
You want me to say that he's crazy? I wouldn't say that he's crazy.
Oh, really? I would.
Okay. Maybe the world tosses that word around too much.
He killed his mother.
And he loved her. So I'm gathering that it was probably very hard for you to get here, and that you're feeling a little miffed that Norman's not home.
Where is he?
So my sources tell me that last night he confessed to murder. He's in jail.
Oh, what the hell are you doing here?
Dancing with newborn angels, trying to catch a muse.
Why don't you say it like a normal person?
I'm writing a book!
About what?
Look, I know, it sounds bad. I wrestled with my own feelings of exploitation, but after I got to know them, Norman and Norma and this beautiful, haunted old house, I felt an obligation to record the events that have happened here.
Son of a bitch. If you know what Norman's done, you're an accessory to murder.
Says the escaped convict.
So this is where he keeps him, huh?
That's a little obvious. Norman's more romantic than that.
Oh, yeah? Then why are you sitting here?
Because I wanted to feel what she felt.
What are you talking about?
To be adored. Like a queen. He built this place for her. Like a mausoleum.
What the hell are you talking about?
He dug her up. He dug her up.
Where is she now?
I don't know. Must have had the foresight to move her before the cops came and searched the house. Looking at you standing there. The sheriff who's escaped from prison on a
mission to avenge the woman he loves from her murderous and sick son. It's like, too much, man. You guys are perfectly worthy adversaries. Perfect. The artificiality of scripted drama doesn't hold a candle to true crime. Utter surprise without contriving. More surprise than the brain would allow you to imagine.
I told you to take care of them, Norman.
Good morning, Sheriff. I appreciate the visit, but we're not supposed to be talking anymore.
We're charging you additionally with the murders of Jim Blackwell and Audrey Ellis. You don't need to say a thing.